along with the getting undressed and putting pyjamas on and going to bed routines, only on a different piece of paper placed very neatly next to the first one. But Alfie never needed to look at those pieces of paper because he knew all his routines by heart. Plus, he wore two watches, one on each wrist, one digital and one analogue, both given to him by his dad, to make sure he always knew the time. As a result, he was never late for school, always knew what clothes to wear, was never tired from going to bed late, and always got his homework done. Alfie was perfectly happy. The routines made his life work very, very well. It only wasn't operating under a routine when he was asleep, although Alfie didn't really know about that, because he never seemed to have any dreams. Alfie's routines did, of course, involve his dad and his stepmother, Jenny. His parents were there at exactly the right times to prepare his tea, to help him with his homework, to kiss him on the top of his head when the back of his head hit the pillow, as it always did at 8:35pm on weekdays and 9:35pm on weekends. But every so often, Alfie's parents did go out to dinner parties and other things that they said they liked, but often came back from crosser and more miserable than they were before they went out. That could mean a disruption to Alfie's evening routines. Luckily, they had a babysitter who was completely up to speed with how Alfie lived his life. Her name was Stasha, and she was Lithuanian. If anything, she was even more efficient than Alfie's dad at making sure Alfie stuck to his regular timetable. Stasha would arrive promptly at 6pm, and everything would run smoother than smooth with Alfie's having tea routine, his clearing up after tea routine, his homework routine, his limited amount of TV routine, his bath routine, his pretty similar to the cleaning his teeth in the morning, cleaning his teeth in the evening routine, his getting undressed and putting pyjamas on routine, and his going to bed routine. But then one day, Alfie came back from school to find his stepmum, Jenny, video calling Stasha on her smartphone. He wanted to interrupt her and tell her all about his science class, which he had really liked that day because they'd been doing space travel. But he could see that she was preoccupied. "But what are we going to do?" his stepmum was saying. "We've got a dinner party tonight. It's Stephen's boss. I really don't think we can cancel." Alfie's stepmum, it should be said, was not quite as concerned about the routines as Alfie's dad. In fact, if anything, she was a bit worried that Alfie was being teased at school for his punctuality and his always having his homework doneness. She thought she'd heard a boy called Freddie Barnes shout, "Boring, boring, Alfie!" at him in the playground. But she knew the routines had started soon after Alfie's biological mum had died, and that they had made day-to-day life much easier while Stephen was a single dad. And even though Stephen wasn't a single dad anymore, he seemed to want to stick with the routines, and Jenny didn't like challenging him about how he had decided to bring up his son. "I am sorry, Mrs. Moore," said Stasha from the phone screen. "I cannot help it. My family needs me. I must catch a plane at 7:30. Jenny shook her head. "How heavy is this pig?" "Was. The pig is dead." "Dead? Running into your mother killed the pig?" "No. Because she broke my mother's leg, the pig has been destroyed." There was a short pause. "Although we will eat her later." There was another short pause. "The pig, not my mother." "Okay," said Jenny. "Fine, of course, I understand. Go. We'll find someone else." But when she clicked off and looked up, Alfie could tell she was worried, and he was worried too, because they'd never had any other babysitters apart from his grandparents, and both sets lived too far away to reach his house in time. Who were they going to get to look after him? Chapter 2, 5:30pm. The situation got worse when Alfie's dad arrived home and discovered that Stasha had had to fly back to Lithuania to deal with her emergency pig-induced crisis. Going to his boss's dinner party was non-negotiable, he said. Alfie wasn't sure what non-negotiable meant, but it seemed to suggest that his parents were going to go out whatever happened. He started to think they might just leave him home alone, or worse, take him with them, and then he'd have to talk to grown-ups about management consultancy, which is what his dad did, and Alfie had even less idea what that actually meant than non-negotiable. "There must be someone else we can call," said Jenny. "What about the next-door neighbours?" "They're away on holiday," replied Alfie's dad. Alfie, not really liking it when his dad and stepmom got frantic, went over to the other side of the living room where there was a chest of drawers. Inside the top drawer, there were lots of bits of paper,